107.1 FM.
We bid you good morning from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln's Haymarket District. It's time for state tournament basketball once again here on KTNC. This morning, the boys class C1 semifinals, the Auburn Bulldogs taking on the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. Glad to be with you this morning. Alongside today, I have Todd Gatula with me. And Todd, this is an interesting matchup because this is a rematch of the last two state championships.
Yeah, two powerhouses in Class C1. Ashland Greenwood is the two-time defending state champion. Beat Auburn both of those years. Auburn, you know, being the runner-up last year and the year before in 22, after having three consecutive state championships from 2019 to 21. So Auburn's sixth straight trip to state, 27-0. Ashland Greenwood comes in here 25-2 with a couple of the big trophies. So we'll have the makings of a great semifinal matchup to get back to that championship tomorrow.
I certainly agree. We've got a pair of teams here that between them have won the last five state championships here in the Class C1. So it shakes out to what should be just a heck of a matchup here. For those of you who are looking for the Johnson-Brock game, we do have that also for you right now. John Nixon is over at the Bob Devaney Center. He has live coverage of Johnson-Brock taking on Plainview. That's on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. He's on KLZA here on KTNC. Of course, we have this game coming up with Auburn. And both of the games can be heard live worldwide at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live, and from the drop-down box, select either KTNC or KLZA if you're looking for the Sunny game, and you can listen to both games anywhere around the country. Couple of results for you. If you're wondering here in this Class C1 bracket, we know that the winner of this Ashland-Greenwood-Auburn game will be facing Wahoo in the championship tomorrow. Wahoo got a win just a few moments ago here at PBA, defeating Omaha Concordia 49-36. Over in the D1 bracket, Ainsworth managed to escape Guardian Angel Catholic by a single point, 54-53. So Ainsworth awaits the winner of the Johnson-Brock Plainview game in that Class D1 state championship that's coming up. Right now, we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineup for this game. After this two-minute break, you're listening to State Tournament Basketball on KTNC.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Falls City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's
go
the extra mile.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for this morning's game. First of all, for the Ashland-Greenwood Blue Jays, they are 25-2 on the season. They'll go with Dane Jacobson, a 6'3 senior. averages in double figures over 14 points per ball game. Isaac Carson is 6'3 and a senior. Drake Zimmerman, a senior at 6', 8.5 points per game. Derek Tonjes, just a sophomore, 6'5, averaging 14 points a contest. And to round out the starting five for Coach Jacob Mose will be Dawson Tease. Tease, a 6'4 senior, 8.6 points per ball game. Todd, let's take a look at the Bulldog starters.
Yeah, Auburn comes into this morning's game 27-0. They'll start Brenton Wenzel. He's a sophomore, stands 5'11, averaging 10 points a game, shooting 47% from the three-point line. Cameron Leslie, a 6'1 junior. Matt Finder, he's the leading scorer for this Auburn team, averaging 16.7 points per game. He's a senior, stands 6 foot tall, just recently moved into second place on the all-time career scoring for Auburn with 1,300 career points. Peyton Bowden averages 7 points, 5 rebounds a game, stands 6'2". He's a senior. And rounding out the starting lineup for Auburn is Nixon Ligori. He's a 6 foot, 3-inch junior, averaging 12.9 points per game.
You know, Peyton Bowden averages 7.1 per contest. He had a big game last night, 13 points in double figures for the Bulldogs in that win. So he's having a good tournament so far, and that's what it's going to take here to be successful. You said something, Todd, when we were watching the game earlier here in which Wahoo came out and got the win over Concordia, and you said, you look at Wahoo, they look like Auburn dressed in blue. And I thought about what you said, and I've been watching this, and you know you're absolutely right. You don't really have anybody that's out there that just takes the game over. It seems like every game somebody different steps up for Coach Jim Weeks. All they do at Auburn is just win basketball games, 27-0 on the season.
Yeah, this Auburn team may be a little different from past Auburn teams in that they're averaging 63 points a game scoring. The defense is always there for Coach Jim Weeks' team, 31 points a game they're going up on D. But real solid balance. They won't play a lot of kids, but anybody can step up on any given night and lead this team in scoring. They're just going to come out and wear on you and be in your face defensively, force mistakes, and get points any way they can.
I kind of feel like the wild card could be Nolan Gardner. You never know what's going to happen there. Gardner missed most of the season with a knee injury. He stepped up. I covered their district final. He stepped up and was their leading scorer. They were getting the ball inside to him, and honestly, he was very difficult to stop. Now, that didn't work out that well last night for him. He got some minutes there late in the ball game and didn't have a lot of success, but he's a kid that could step up and come out of nowhere and win a ball game for you.
Yeah, he gives the Auburn some size that they don't have without him in the lineup. At 6'7", he's a good inside post presence, and Auburn wants to run it through the post, get some action there. He could help you on the boards and do some things, so that's one to keep an eye on as he's back in the lineup.
Again, we want to mention we do have live coverage of the Johnson Brock Eagles over on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon is over at the Bob Devaney Center. Johnson Brock taking on Plainview. They're set to tip off simultaneous for this one, so you're going to have to switch back and forth there on your computer, on your radio dial, if you want to keep track of both Nemaha County teams. Also, we want to mention once again the big news around Nemaha County, the Peru State Bobcats. They've qualified for the NAIA National Tournament. We learned last night that Peru State will be playing Oklahoma Wesleyan on Friday, March 15th in Wichita, Kansas. If they're able to get a win there, the other two teams in that pod are Hastings College of Nebraska and Mid-America Christian of Oklahoma City. And if they can win Friday, they'd be playing again Saturday for a berth in the national tournament in Kansas City. So congratulations to Coach Roman Gentry and the Peru State Bobcats. It's just a great time all around Nemaha County right now for basketball. It doesn't get a whole lot better when you've got your two high schools, Johnson and Auburn, both undefeated, playing in the semifinals here at the state tournament. We've got time to step aside for one more 60-second break, and we'll be back with the opening tip after this one-minute timeout on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
This February, F&M Bank is looking to share the love by bringing you exceptional service and financial opportunities. Need a loan? We've got you covered. Looking for smart saving options? F&M Bank has tailored solutions just for you. Plus, our friendly, locally known team is always ready to assist you with a smile. Whether it's personal banking, loans, or financial advice, F&M Bank is here to make your financial journey a breeze. Visit us today and experience a bank with a heart. Because at F&M Bank, it's not just about money. It's about you. F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Life Better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what...
With you here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District. Kind of already had people ask me about the what ifs here. What if Johnson wins, Auburn loses, Auburn wins, Johnson loses? There are so many different scenarios there. They could end up playing at the same time, one for championship, one for third. They could end up playing back to back for thirds or back to back for championship. Let me just put it this way. Whatever happens this morning, we will have live coverage of both Johnson Brock and Auburn in the game that follows this one. We'll use both stations, Sunny 101.3, KTNC. John Nixon and I are both here in Lincoln. So rest assured, Nemaha County, when it comes to state tournament basketball, we've got you covered, and we make that commitment. We will have the games on tomorrow, regardless of when and where they are playing. The presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. If you enjoy these broadcasts, say thanks to Bruna Implement Company. Also, our good sponsors at Hamilton Highland Community College, helping to support us, and our good friends Jake and Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City, as well as all of the other sponsors that you hear run throughout the broadcast. You know, Todd, as the basketball season and the broadcast season winds down, we become ever more aware of just how important the support of those sponsors are throughout the season so that we can present high school basketball both here on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3. Well, we finally completed the introduction of starting lineups. Of course, they introduce all the non-starters as well as the starters here at the state tournament. The clock is set at 8 minutes here at PBA, and we're just about ready to get underway with Class C1 state tournament semifinal basketball action. Again, for the Bulldogs, Wenzel, Leslie, Binder, Bowden, and Liguori on the floor. Stepping into jumping up is going to be Cameron Leslie. He'll be going against Derek Tonges at 6'5". Here's the tip, and it's going to be controlled by the Blue Jays. Coming down is Dane Jacobson with the basketball. Auburn opens in a man-to-man defense. Jacobson to the near side to Zimmerman. Zimmerman at the top of the free throw circle. Now works to the right elbow, holds it up for a minute, picks up the dribble, feeds it into the free throw line, in the paint, stepping in is Jacobson, can't get there, kicks it to the corner right side, looking for a cutter through the paint, well covered in the man-to-man defense by the Bulldogs. Jacobson handles the ball to the near side. This is Tonges trying to work inside on Wenzel. He's got a mismatch. Tonges, Wenzel doing a good job of keeping a hand up in front of him under the basket. Back to the top of the key, they bring it out to Jacobson, they'll reset the offense. Tonges at the top of the free throw circle across court pass to Tease. Now back up top it comes to Jacobson. Jacobson tries to penetrate left side of the free throw lane. Wanted to go around with a little mid-range shot. Couldn't get a look at it. He feeds to the near side. Tonges, ball stolen away. Maverick Binder on the steal. He'll take it all the way in for the diving layup. He'll be fouled and go to the line. And Maverick Binder will be at the line shooting two shots.
Real quick transition there from Auburn to get them off the floor. And Mav going straight to the hole right away to draw the foul and get to the line.
See who that foul is on here for us, Todd, if you could. At the line, Mav Binder is shooting two shots. The first one is up and short. Hits the front of the rim and won't drop for it.
Isaac Carson foul that time for Ashland Greenwood.
Okay, on Carson, that's his first team foul, number one. Hope you can see that because I can't get back far enough to look at the board. Second shot is up and good for Mav Binder, so he makes one out of two. And Auburn takes the early lead, 1-0. We've played a minute here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Dane Jacobson into forecourt to set the offense. Now, we got to find a different place for this official to stand right in front of our table. on the right side in the elbow, down deep it goes. Zimmerman with the ball. Zimmerman on the dribble, picked up by Binder. Can't get to the baseline. Binder doing a good job. Zimmerman wants to go up for the shot. It's just not going to be there. That's a clear back up to Jacobson. Around the horn, outside perimeter. Deep baseline left side. Carson with the ball. Oh, the ball goes right through the hands of Zimmerman. That'll be a turnover, and Auburn will get the ball back. Now, second turnover, two possessions, two turnovers for Ashton Greenwood. So, really heavy, aggressive pressure defense from Auburn, as you expect to come from this Bulldog team. Bulldog basketball. Matt Binder on the dribble. Binder kicks to the right side. Cameron Leslie tries to penetrate. Back to Binder the ball goes. Man-to-man defense here by Ashton Greenwood. Binder feeds it underneath. Trying to go up with a shot is Legore. Can't get it. Rebound to Bowden. Bowden kicks it back out top to Binder. A nice offensive board. Auburn gets a second opportunity here. Binder with the dribble. Tries to go to the left side of the lane. Oh, feeds it underneath. There's a layup. Oh, no good. Trying for a follow shot. Put back up and good. Cameron Leslie got his own rebound and the putback. Gives the assist to Maverick Binder. Great job by Leslie to get that one to drop. Three score. Auburn with the early lead here. 5:40 in the first quarter. Ashland Greenwood's basketball. In the corner, right side, Tonja. Spin move. In traffic. Shot is up. No. And the rebound taken down by Peyton Bowden. Great defense by Bowden there.
Yeah, Auburn, real nice job on defense. Also watching Nixon Legore here playing on Ashland's leading scorer, Dane Jacobson. Really nice job of defense there.
Binder beats to the corner. Legore back to Binder. It comes. Driving lay-in. Binder got it, and he's going to be fouled. He'll be there for the and one. Mav Binder's first field goal. He's got 3 points. Auburn goes up 5-0. Couple of subs in already here for Ashland Greenwood.
That was Dawson Tease for Ashland Greenwood.
All right. At the line for the end one, Mav Binder. He's 1 out of 2 from the line so far this morning. Has 3 points. The shot is up and rims off. Uncharacteristically missing the free throw. Quickly down court is Kissinger on the right elbow. Still the man-to-man defense, a pressuring man-to-man here by Auburn. They're just in your face constantly. Top of the key, had an open look, didn't take it. Penetrates in, baseline left side, long three, up and off, no good. Good job on the boards there by Tease. Follow shot, up and off, no good. And getting the rebound somehow is little 5'11" Brent Winslow. I say little 5'11" because he looks small compared to some of these other guys. This will be Matt Binder down to set the offense. Works to the left side. Top of the key. Wenzel for three. Got it. Brent Wenzel nails the three, and Auburn off to a great start here. 8-0 early in the ballgame. 4.5 minutes to go. Timeout taken on the floor by Ashton Greenwood. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on KTNC.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in downtown Lincoln. Our presenting sponsor for this morning's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. If you enjoy live coverage of state tournament basketball, say thanks to our friends at Bruna Implement Company in Humboldt. Well, Todd, the Bulldogs off to a good start here.
Yeah, you could ask for a better start if you're Auburn. Thing that stands out early on these first 3.5 minutes is Matt Binder's been able to get to the bucket on every possession and really get penetration deep in the lane. We'll have to keep an eye on that.
All right, Blue Jays basketball. This is Zimmerman on the dribble to set the offense. Zimmerman comes to the near side. Jacobson tries to go inside. Ball stolen away by Binder. A jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow Bulldogs. Boy, Binder's been active here in the first 3.5 minutes, Todd.
Yeah, Auburn's real handsy, getting a lot of touches on a lot of balls, getting those passing lanes, and really making Ashland work hard just to get a shot off. A
little one-man press being applied here right now by Zimmerman. Binder handles that easily and gets the ball across the division line into forecourt and comes on the attack offensively here for the Bulldogs. Across to Wenzel the ball goes. Wenzel Feeds off to Nixon Liguori. Liguori in the paint. Liguori kicks to the corner. Open look. Peyton Bowden for three. In and out. Off no good. Rebound. Jacobson. 8-0. Auburn with the early lead here. We've played 4 minutes now. 3:52 on the clock. Handling the ball is Kissinger. He came in off the bench. Feeds into Tease. Tease back to the top of the circle. Baseline left side. Mows with the ball. Driving lay-in up and good. Nice move to the basket by Drake Zimmerman for the first 2 points for Ison Greenwood, and they come at the 3.5-minute mark. So 4.5 minutes of scoreless basketball by this Bulldog defense. Wenzel gets knocked to the floor. In the paint is Bowden. Back up to Liguori. Liguori near the top of this free throw circle. The three-point arc works around to the left wing. Now Liguori takes it in, bumps the defender, lays it up and got it. That's just a nice job there by Nixon Liguori, attacking the basket and taking it right at Jacobson.
Yeah, nice, big, strong physical presence for Auburn in there with Liguori.
10-2 your score. Auburn back up by 8 once again. This is Mose with the basketball to the near side. Zimmerman, low post, right side of the basket, in the paint. Zimmerman can't get a look. Now does go around the defender, puts it off the glass up and good. Drake Zimmerman has his second basket. He has all four of Ison Greenwood's points. Blue Jays trail 10-4. Bulldogs with the lead. Here comes Binder. Binder kicks to the left wing. Gives it over to Cameron Leslie. Now this is Wenzel working one-on-one with the defender. Top of the circle, Bowden. Again, they find Binder with it. Two defenders out chasing Binder. He feeds it underneath. Shot is up and good by Peyton Bowden. That's what happens when you double up on Binder.
Yeah, that's not going to work. He's a veteran player. You throw that extra defender at him and double the team, and he found right away where it came from. Find Bowden right there underneath for the easy one.
And that's just coaching that shows up on something like that. Here's Dawson Tease in the paint. Tease with a shot that doesn't go. I always get a kick out of how Wenzel comes out of the rebound. Probably one of the shortest guys out there. He always comes out of the back dribbling the basketball, especially on the defensive boards. Wenzel got that one. This is Binder working with the ball into the corner. Back to Wenzel it comes. Wenzel, little head and shoulders move on his defender. Hands it off to the teammate Liguori. Liguori, between the legs dribble, tries to work to the right side baseline, lays it up, nice little floater, but it doesn't go, and the rebound at Dawson Tease. Outlet pass Jacobson. Jacobson to the corner, right side. Top of the circle, they work it back to Zimmerman. Bulldogs still in their man-to-man defense. Zimmerman takes a couple of dribbles, picks up the dribble, and feeds it back to the top of the circle. This is Dane Jacobson with the basketball, being guarded closely by Cameron Leslie right in front of our table. A cross-court pass, baseline, left side, long three, up in and out, no good. A battle for the rebound. Tease comes down with it. Dawson Tease took that away from a couple of Bulldog defenders. He had to get in the air to do it, too. Into the corner, another three from the left side. This one is off, no good. And again, Tease with the rebound. He's doing the job here on the offensive boards right now for the Blue Jays. Third opportunity here for the Blue Jays on this possession. They trail 12-4, down by 8. Top of the circle, here's a long three that's up short off the rim, and this time Binder's there for the rebound. Matt Binder will bring it up court, again being pressured by Drake Zimmerman. Zimmerman likes to pick him up right at the midcourt line here and harass him a bit. You can't come out and double-team him. They found that out on the last possession. Binder looking underneath for Peyton Bowden. Bowden was there for a minute. Now takes it all the way in. Wants to go for a layup. He stripped of the ball and got it back from the left side, Liguori. Oh, that hit the side of the backboard. The long three from the corner didn't go. And here come the Blue Jays on the attack. Drake Zimmerman around the horn, outside perimeter, driving baseline, left side, off the glass, up and good. Nice move by Kel Kissinger. Kissinger with his first 2 points, and it's 12-6. Shot of the buzzer doesn't go, and after one quarter, the Auburn Bulldogs lead Ason Greenwood 12-6. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400. Where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Todd Gatula, back with you here inside Pinnacle Bank Arena. After one quarter, your Auburn Bulldogs are leading Ashland Greenwood 12-6. Todd, I want to give a special shout out to a listener of ours, a good friend, Jerry Joy, listening in. He seems to prefer listening to the radio than even trying to watch the video of it. Jerry, glad to have you tuned in this morning. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. All right, Ashland Greenwood with the basketball. Top of the circle. On the dribble with it to the right side comes Zimmerman. He feeds Jacobson for a long three that misses everything.
You know, Dane Jacobson, Ashland Greenwood's leading scorer. That was only his second shot right here so far the first half. Nixon Liguori, Cam Leslie both taking turns guarding him. That's a really good matchup to watch aside from the main game here as he really makes them run.
And that was an air ball by 2 feet. Missed it completely up there. They won't let him forget that either if I know the student section. On the left wing now, handling the ball again is Matt Binder, trying to get it going here offensively. Binder goes around the defender, works to the baseline, low post right side of the basket, across court pass it comes. Now Nixon Liguori tries to work in on his man, kicks it back to the top of the circle. In traffic, Bowden, fall away shot up, get it out of there! Oh, that! How long does it have to stay in before it counts? And bounce back out somehow, and quickly the Blue Jays come down on the attack. 12-6 your score, Auburn up by 6 as they were at the end of the period. Jacobson with the ball, top of the circle, passes up to Zimmerman. One dribble and then to the corner on the right side to Carson. Carson, again, finds Zimmerman with the ball. Inside with it goes Jacobson, can't get there. This Bulldog defense has been impressive. There's a shot up that's in and out with the rebound. Uh-oh, a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Blue Jays, I believe.
I think that's going to be on Isaac Carson. This is his second. He'll leave the game with his second. In for him will be Landon Mose, 5'11 sophomore. Mose, the son of head coach Jacob Mose.
All right, with the ball comes Binder. As per usual, he will set the offense. Auburn enjoying a 6-point advantage right now, 12-6. 6:35 to play here in the first half at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Binder's trapped deep down in the corner, dribbles out of that nicely, now comes to the free throw line, feeds the left side to Bowden, had the ball tipped away and stolen underneath by Dawson Tease. Tease, 6'4 and a senior, he's really been active on the board down here. With the ball, top of the circle, they stand with it, feed into the corner to Tonjes. Tonjes wants to penetrate on Bowden. Little floaters up and off, no good. Bulldogs are there. Bulldogs the only ones in the area for that defensive board. Auburn is really doing a great job on the boards here and defensively also. Leading 12-6, we've played 2 minutes of the second period. 5:54 to go here in the first half. Bulldogs setting the offense very patiently. Nixon Liguori just kind of casually dribbles the ball out between the legs to the top of the circle. Now comes on the attack. Gives to Binder. Binder had the ball stripped away, but it goes out of bounds. Touch last on the baseline by Drake Zimmerman, and it'll be Auburn's basketball.
Yeah, there's Maverick Binder getting deep in the lane again, but nice defensive play by Ashton Greenwood's Drake Zimmerman. Got a hand on it to knock it out of bounds. And
hope you're enjoying state tournament basketball here on KTNC. Johnson Brock is over on Sunny right now. If you switch back and forth, we'll keep you updated on their score as soon as we get that information also. This is Nixon Liguori. Right side of the free throw lane, top of the circle, gives up to Binder. Binder's going to hold the ball for a moment. Looks over the defensive set, goes to the corner. Nixon Liguori, deep baseline, left side of the bucket. Liguori now decides to bring it back out to the top of the key once again. Backs up between the circles, all the way out near the mid-court circle. Works to the right elbow with the ball. Liguori, here he comes on the attack. Floater up and good. You just had to wait for him to pull the trigger there, Todd.
Boy, great first step to just get the edge around the defender there and get right to the rack for Nixon Liguori.
14-6. The lead is 8 now for the Bulldogs. As the Blue Jays, Jacobson brings it to the near side to Tease. Tease almost has the ball knocked away across to Jacobson. Into the corner, deep baseline left side, low post with the ball. That's Tease trying to back in. Turns around, Tease with a shot that's up, doesn't get it, but he's going to draw a foul, and we're going to put Dawson Tease at the free throw line. He'll be shooting two shots.
Foul on Cameron Leslie for Auburn, his first.
Team foul number one of the quarter. Dawson Tease shooting the first free throw of the morning here for Ashton Greenwood. Got it to go down. Tease is a 6'4 senior, averages 8.5 points a ball game on the season. He's big on the boards for him, 4.1 rebounds, second leading rebounder on this team. Dawson Tease's second free throw is up, and it's off no good, and there with the rebound to come down is Cameron Leslie. Leslie gives the outlet pass up to Binder, who is, as has been the tradition, met up by Zimmerman right at midcourt. They don't want Binder to even get a little bit of daylight coming into forecourt with that basketball. Zimmerman is in his back pocket the minute he gets near midcourt. Here's Nixon Liguori for a three from the left wing that doesn't go. Good job on the boards there by Drake Zimmerman to pull this one down for Ashton Greenwood. Zimmerman wanted to take it coast to coast, couldn't get there. Three, top of the circle, short off the rim. Bulldogs there with the rebound. Seldom do they get a second chance. They had three opportunities one time down there. Usually it's one and done, and the Bulldogs are there on the defensive boards. Binder with the basketball, his team up now. 14-7 with 3:52 to go in the first half. We've played midway through this second period already. Baseline left side, Nixon Liguori with the ball. Liguori, they switch up on him as he comes to the top of the key. Now hands to Binder once again. Binder around the horn, all the way in, driving layup, got blocked, no whistle. Rebound put down by Kissinger. Kissinger at the other end. Notice how quickly Auburn's back on defense. So no way Kissinger is going to get away from Peyton Bowden. He's there to cut him off. All right, this is Zimmerman with the ball in the corner. Zimmerman up top to Dane Jacobson. Jacobson again finds Zimmerman. He stands deep baseline left side. Low post, top of the key. Clears it back up here to Kissinger. Kissinger got the bucket a minute ago. Now down in the corner with the official right in front of me here. I give it up to Zimmerman again. Baseline left side tees trying to back in. Binder's not going to give it to him. Wait a minute. Going to have a foul probably on Binder, but Tease was really bumping him there, and Binder just put it back to him.
Quick score update. Johnson Brock leading Plainview 33-21 in the second.
All right. 33-35-21 now. Thanks. Keep an eye on that. Okay, this foul went on Binder, I think. Double-check that up there if you could, if Binder got the foul. Blue Jays with the ball. Turnaround shot in the paint, up and off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Brenton Wenzel. Did Binder get tagged for one there, number three, on the fouls? I can't see it.
Not showing there.
Okay. I think they might have. All right. Into forecourt come the Bulldogs. With the basketball, Nixon Liguori. Liguori spin move in the paint. Up off the glass and good. Oh, sweet move by Nixon Liguori there, Todd. He's got six now in the ball game, and suddenly you look up there and it's a 9-point lead, 16-7. All right, with the ball is Tonjes. Tonjes guarded closely. Bulldog man-to-man defense working out pretty well so far this morning here for Coach Jim Weeks and the Auburn Bulldogs. Tonjes tries to go inside the paint. In the ballgame now, Nolan Gardner in covering Tonjes. Gardner in front of him as he goes up. Gardner puts a hand up, swats the ball away, and the rebound comes down to Brenton Wenzel.
Auburn really doing a nice job on the defensive boards. Other than that one little series early in the first quarter, they've really limited pretty much one shot and done.
Here comes Binder with the basketball, working to the right side, down into the corner, gives to Liguori. Liguori finds Brenton Wenzel with the little handoff. Wenzel, reverse layup, blocked away nicely. Great defense by Tonjes to swat that one away. Wenzel can be quick under there, but Tonjes with good reaction time. Now here comes Liguori. He backs it out into the corner, goes around the defender. Oh, he's underneath. Shot blocked away again. Nice defense by Tonjes. Tonjes with back-to-back blocks, but the Bulldogs have the ball, and now they turn it over. Mose with the steal. Down court they come with it. Quickly is Zimmerman on the left side. Zimmerman feeds up to Tonjes. Now Zimmerman on the baseline spin move. Underneath, in and out, no good. Battle for the rebound. Loose on the floor. Traveling is going to be called on Auburn. Well, that's an unfortunate break there, Todd.
That's a tough one. Matt Binder comes down with the rebound and
had a player shaking up here for Ashton Greenwood. Not sure if he's cramping up or an ankle or what. It looks like maybe a Charlie horse. And that's going to be Drake Zimmerman. He's been kind of the spark plug that's been running this offense out here, keeping the engine firing. I don't know if he's holding an ankle or if he's just got a Charlie horse. All right, inbounding the ball now is Landon Mose. Oh, nice little feed inside and going up for the shot is Dane Jacobson for his first 2 points of the morning. And now it's 16-9. The lead is down to 7, less than a minute to go here. This is where you usually see Jim Weeks say, all right, we're going to pull it out and play for one with a minute to play. That's probably what we're looking at. They want to make sure they get to the intermission with a minimum of a 7-point lead here over Ashland Greenwood. Binder with the dribble. When you see Coach Weeks doing the whistle, going in for the layup is Binder, whistle, and a foul. Is that going to be called on the floor, though, I think, Todd?
Foul's going to be on number 4, Landon Mose, his first personal, team's 4.
38 seconds to go here in the first half, 16-9. Oh, nice feed underneath in traffic. Shot is up. Bowden couldn't get it. The ball tipped out and grabbed it at the top of the key is Wenzel. Here's Nixon Ligori for 3. He couldn't get it. The ball is loose on the floor. Timeout taken. Ashland Greenwood to preserve the possession with 26 seconds to go here in the first half. Auburn up 16-9. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout on KTNC.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Quickly, a scoring update from the Bob Devaney Center in the second quarter. Johnson Brock leading Plainview big right now, 40-23. The Eagles up by 17. Things are looking bright in Nemaha County for state tournament basketball at the moment. We got a battle going here, 16-9. Auburn with a 7-point lead. 26 seconds to play in the first half. Ashland Greenwood with the basketball. They'll have time to come down and play for a single shot here to try and chip away at the lead. Tonjes brings it to the corner on the right side, feeds it down to Mose. Mose picks up the dribble at the top of the key to Jacobson. We're down to 10 seconds to go. Man-to-man defense. Auburn turning up the pressure now. Jacobson, right side, in the paint. Floater. Jacobson couldn't get it, but he drew a foul. He's going to be going to the free throw line with 2.1 seconds to go here.
He's going to be on number 45, Nolan Gardner for Auburn, his first personal.
At the free throw line, Dane Jacobson. Free throw is up and good. That is only his third point of the ballgame, and he averages 14 per contest. So that cuts the lead to 6 now, 16.
We've only had 8 total points this quarter scored between the two teams. They both put up 4 after a 12-6.
Yeah.
At the end of the first, it's been a really low score in second quarter.
Exactly an offensive extravaganza here, has it? All right, at the line, Dane Jacobson, second free throw with 2.1 seconds to go. It's up and it's good. He got them both. That's about the best you can hope for if you're Ashland Greenwood to get down there and make a couple of free throws with a couple of seconds left. 16-11, the lead is 5, but only 2.1 seconds with which to work. And look at Coach Jim Weeks up here coaching. He's trying to figure out how to get some points with 2.1 seconds. He said, we can do this, guys. Look at him. Shouting instructions. You're gonna see a long down court Patrick Mahomes bomb here. They get it to Binder. Binder's got time for a couple of dribbles. Got the three away. Hit the rim, but it doesn't go. And at the half, the Auburn Bulldogs leading Ashland Greenwood. Your halftime score, Auburn 16, Ashland Greenwood 11. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout. I'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime report right after this 2-minute break on KTNC.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Today's halftime show is presented by Highlands Community College. They're close to home, but far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. HighlandCC.edu. Now here's Randy with a look at the first half numbers.
Auburn Bulldogs up 16-11 here at halftime, and as we look at the individual numbers for Iceland Greenwood, well, not a lot of scoring to report. Dane Jacobson with 4, Drake Zimmerman has 4, Kel Kissinger added 2, Dawson Tees with 1 for their total of 11. From the charity stripe, Iceland Greenwood hit 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. For the Auburn Bulldogs, 16 points on the board. They're led by Nixon Lagori with 6 points. Matt Binder has 3. Brenton Wenzel has 3. Cameron Wesley with 2. And Peyton Bowden has 2 for their total of 16. Free throw shooting, Auburn hit 1 out of 3 from the line. Score by quarters, Auburn led after one period by 6, 12-16. After two quarters, they're up by 5, 16-11, our halftime score. Also, the halftime score over at the Devaney Center, the Johnson Brock Eagles leading Plainview at
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, apparently we had a few technical difficulties there. Not really sure where we're at on our postgame or our halftime wrap here, so we'll run through those numbers again here very quickly for you. The halftime presentation brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now let's look at the numbers for Iceland Greenwood. Dane Jacobson with 4, Drake Zimmerman has 4, Kel Kissinger has 2, Dawson Tees with 1. 11 points on the board, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for the Blue Jays. For your Auburn Bulldogs, Nixon Lagori leads away at halftime with 6, Brenton Wenzel has 3, Matt Binder with 3, 2 for Cameron Leslie and 2 for Peyton Bowden. Free throw shooting, Auburn hit 1 out of 3. Score by quarters, Bulldogs led after 1, 12-6. They lead here at halftime, 16-11. This halftime scoring recap being presented by Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now we'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout. We'll give you the latest weather update, another 2 minutes of important sponsor information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action of state tournament basketball right here on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your Country Parts Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
The attorneys at Halbert, Dunn, and Burns LLC in Southeast Nebraska provide quality legal services in the areas of real estate, trust, estate planning, probate, business planning, and personal injury litigation. If you need help with a legal issue, call Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns at 402-245-4486 to schedule an appointment at Halbert, Dunn, and Burns LLC in Falls City.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City. I'm meteorology meteorologist Kara Foster. Some rain and snow showers are likely today, cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 30s and mid 40s throughout Nebraska, the lower 30s and upper 50s throughout Kansas, and the mid 40s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. North winds around 20 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 20s throughout Iowa, the lower teens and mid 20s throughout Nebraska, the upper teens and lower 30s throughout Kansas, and the upper 20s and upper 30s throughout Missouri. For today's forecast, a slight chance for some rain and snow showers, cloudy with our high near 45. North winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy overnight with a low around 26. Staying sunny with a high of 52 into Saturday and clear skies Saturday night with a low around 24. Sunny and 65 into Sunday and clear skies Sunday night with a low around 38. Mostly sunny skies into Monday with a high of 72. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently it's 34 degrees.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Frontier Bank is proud to continue the tradition of the Centennial Scholarship Program that was established by the former Richardson County Bank and Trust Company in 1980 when the bank observed its 100th anniversary. Two $1,750 scholarships, one in business and one in agricultural, are awarded annually to outstanding students who have graduated from the Richardson County High School and are furthering their education at a four-year college. 2024 senior students, senior school counselor for application. You are the leaders of tomorrow. Frontier Bank, member FDIC.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Once again, We're back inside the Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District. Randy Gatula, Todd Gatula with you here on site. Aaron Wisdom, our producer engineer. And Todd, we're starting to hear from a few of our Facebook friends here. Glad to have folks listening in and enjoying the broadcast. We know Ted Harshbarger is listening in. Greg Kruger from his snowed in location out near Kearney, Nebraska, tuned in for it. So really glad to have all these folks. We're hearing from Crystal Sheldon, Stacy Bowden, Michelle Chowning. She says she's listening, would like to be here. If you couldn't make it, well, we appreciate the fact that you've chosen KTNC for your coverage. We know you had a choice, and we appreciate if you're with us on the air here this morning. Again, the latest update that we have over at the Johnson-Brock game, they're up now 42-23, just underway in the third quarter. Johnson-Brock leading Plainview 42-23 in the Boy, that's good to see, Todd, a 19-point advantage going into the second half here for Johnson Brock. What do you think of this Auburn team? They've got their work cut out for them here. A 5-point lead. We were joking before the game, the first 1-30 wins, and that may not be that far off. Low-scoring contest, 16-11.
Yeah, I think the thing that stands out for Auburn on defense, at least, is Dane Jacobson for Ashland Greenwood, their leading scorer. He's a Concordia University recruit. People might recognize the name. Older brother Kale plays for the Hunters, but Dane just 4 points, only two shots. Auburn, at least in the first half, not going to let him beat you. On the other hand, Matt Binder for Auburn had a nice early start for Auburn, got some buckets, and he's kind of been shut down at least scoring-wise. And then you look at Barry Conjus back to the Ashland Green. 3 rebounds per game. 0 points in the first half for the 6'5 sophomore for Ashton Greenwood. So the big hitters for both teams haven't really put up any points, which leads us to a 16-11 lead here to start the second half.
All right, we move to third quarter action. It'll be the Bulldogs basketball. Maverick Binder has the first possession, attacks to the corner, right side, down to Cameron Leslie. Up top it comes Wenzel, Renton Wenzel. Again, feeds to the near side, right in front of our table. This is Peyton Bowden with the basketball. Works across the court and hands back up again to Wenzel. Looks maybe like Ashton Greenwood's turned this man-to-man defense up a little more aggressive here as we start. Binder, a cross-court pass, Ligori. That was kind of a dangerous one right through a lot of defenders. Ligori comes up with the basketball all right, though. Goes to Bowden. Bowden in the paint. He can't get there. Back up to Ligori. On the right elbow, Ligori with the ball. Defenders are really coming out aggressively now. They give it to Bowden. Bowden in the paint. Kicks to the corner. Oh, went through the hands for a moment there of Leslie, but a whistle and a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Blue Jays. Zimmerman, I think. On Zimmerman, his first personal, first team foul of the quarter on Ashton Greenwood. We've played nearly a minute of the third period. No score thus far. 16-11, all the way into the paint. They kick it back up to Ligori. Ligori working one-on-one. Comes to Binder with it. Binder goes to Peyton Bowden, and Bowden will dribble it back to the top of the circle. Again, a very pressuring man-to-man defense here by the Blue Jays. It seems to be a little more pressuring than it was.
Yeah, they don't switch screens. That's something you don't see in today's basketball. Most teams switch screens. Ashton will keep with their guy. They don't switch any screens, very rarely.
See if Auburn figures a way to exploit that if they can here, maybe. Ligori to the right side. Blue Jay fans are getting impatient here. They're starting to yell across the way. And Ligori backs it up top to Binder. Binder takes it all the way in. Defenders there. Spin move up. Couldn't get it. Defenders out of bounds. Shot is up and good. Boy, Binder left him counting his chain on the floor on the baseline and then laid it off the glass, and the lead is back to 7, 18-11. Auburn on top, 6:10 to go in the third quarter. Blue Jays down court with their first possession. Almost lost it there on a double dribble. Tonjes, top of the circle, corner right wing. Zimmerman, nothing there. Zimmerman looks up top to Carson. And again, Jacobson handling the ball. Just 4 points for Jacobson thus far in the ball game. This is Tonjes still looking for his first points. Turnaround shot in and out. Boy, that's going to drop 9 out of 10 times, Todd.
Last possession, Jacobson, you can see the frustration. Auburn ran a bunch of time up top. He's shaking his head at the slower pace, kind of frustrated. Set in right at the start at Auburn.
Here's Matt Binder in the paint. Binder, little fall away, jump shot up and good. Matt Binder, they held him to 3 in the whole first half. He's got 4 in the first couple of minutes here of the third quarter. 20-11. This equals the biggest lead of the ball game for Auburn, up by 9 now with 5:15 to go in this third quarter. Jacobson with the ball, top of the circle, kicks to the corner, right wing, Carson. Carson will bring it back up to the top of the key once again. Around the outside perimeter of the three-point arc, they pass the ball. They can't get an open look for a three, and they can't seem to penetrate to get it inside. This Bulldog defense has just been outstanding so far this morning. Jacobson back up top with it. Zimmerman. Zimmerman finds Jacobson. Jacobson guarded by Liguori. Liguori just right in his face, not giving him any breathing room at all to try and get a shot off. Now this is Carson. Isaac Carson with the ball. They give it right back up top to Carson. Now working on the left side. On the baseline, Zimmerman. And they have to clear it all the way back out top. Bulldog defense. Bulldog fans are loving this.
And they are just all over. Matt just can't get a look at all. Clear out here for Jacobson.
You can see Jacobson's frustration. Long three off, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Whistle, and it'll be Auburn's basketball. They're battling for that, and a foul is called. Auburn will get the ball. Who's the foul on?
Dawson Keith's foul there for Ashton Greenwood. Draws his second.
Who they get?
I believe they call that on Dawson Keith, or
all right.
It was Isaac Carson.
Carson got called. If it is, that's his third. All right, down court comes Binder with the ball. We'll get that cleared up here in a minute. Underneath, only the ball is tipped away into the air. Now it goes out of bounds. We may have a foul call here. I think we do. The foul's going to be called on the Blue Jays. They're going to tag Dawson Keyes for the foul.
And that last foul was on him right before, so that's 2,000 in about 15 seconds.
So all right.
Three right away.
Bulldogs basketball. Binder in traffic. Around the defender. What a move. Oh, yeah. That's just pure athleticism there. Binder with 6 points early here in the quarter.
Taking charge, taking upon himself to get to the rim.
All of a sudden, you look up and it's 22-11. Auburn has doubled up the score. They led 16-11 at halftime. They've come out and scored six unanswered points to start this third quarter. Reverse lay and up won't go. Put up by Zimmerman. Rebound Binder. He's double-teamed and backboard under the Axel Greenwood basket. That's how aggressive they're getting on defense. Doing a double-team from back under their own basket. All right, Binder's got the ball. Spreads things out to the near side. Looks to Liguori. Liguori, guarded by a frustrated Dawson Keyes right in front of our table. I swear Dawson just looked at me when I said that. I don't know. With the ball at the top of the key, it was Liguori working the ball. Keyes still chasing him. Liguori tries to get around him. Can't get to the low post on the right side. Now here comes Binder. Binder goes in for a lay-in that's up and good. I think Matt Binder says, I'm here now.
And he's just taking over the game.
Eight unanswered points by Matt Binder to start this third period. And
single,
suddenly 24-11.
Single-handedly getting to the rim, taking advantage of his quickness in that first step and scoring easy at the rim.
Now let's see if they can keep this defensive pressure up on Zimmerman. Now what do we got? A whistle on the baseline under the basket, perhaps a foul on the Bulldogs. Binder. I think they tagged Binder for that one. They'll have to wait until they put it up. Hard to see the board here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. It's above us, that's right. Okay, Binder gets his second personal. In the paint, spin move. And wait a minute, we're going to have a foul on the floor before the shot is up for Derek Tonjes. And that just has to add to Tonjes' frustration. He made his shot in there and got fouled on the floor. Who's that on?
Foul's going to be on Peyton Bowden, his first. Second of the half.
Nobody really in any foul trouble yet. Bav Binder has two. That's the most of any Bulldogs. Dribbling in the corner is Tonjes with the ball. Into traffic, around the horn. Here's a long three right corner, up and off. No good, and the rebound brought down by Liguori and then stolen away. Shot is up and good. That was a, wait a minute. I'm not sure they're going to give him that basket, Todd.
No, he waved it off.
Foul's going to be on Liguori on the floor, and that just saved 2 points right there. I think I'll trade one foul for 2 points. All right, the ball stays with Ashlyn Greenwood. They trail now 24-11. Here's a steal. Bulldogs come up with it. Binder in backcourt. We're going to make a note of this. 24-11. Eight unanswered points, all by Matt Binder to start this third quarter after Auburn led 16-11 at halftime. And here comes Binder again. You better not let him get that baseline on you. Binder into the paint. There he goes. Oh, he tried to go for the layup. This time they're going to foul him. I think they're going to put the foul on Zimmerman. Go ahead.
2 seconds. 14th foul to half for Ashton Greenwood. They've gone 6 minutes now, Ashton Greenwood has, without a point to start this second half.
They're going to call that a shooting foul, so Matt Binder at the line to shoot two. He scored 8 unanswered points so far to start this quarter. Free throw is up and good. So that is a 9-0 run for Matt Binder over Ashton Greenwood to start this third quarter. Blue Jays have not yet scored, and we have played 6 minutes of the third period. Shot is up and good. Matt Binder with 10 points this quarter. Ashton Greenwood with 0 in the first 6 minutes of the third quarter. And suddenly it's 26-11. There's a huge three. The timeout was taken. Yeah, timeout on the floor with 1:55 to go in the third quarter. 26-11. Bulldogs up by 15. We're back after this 30-second timeout on KTNC.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Todd Gatula, welcoming you back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena here in downtown Lincoln. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer for this morning's presentation of state tournament basketball. The Auburn Bulldogs led it 16-11 at halftime. And in the ensuing 6 minutes and 5 seconds, Matt Binder has gone on a 10-0 scoring run over Iceland Greenwood to suddenly give the Bulldogs a 15-point advantage here.
Yeah, nice cushion for Auburn right away. And, boys, they smelt the pressure defense, aggressive on offense. And don't kid yourself, Auburn's going to keep going to Binder until they stop it. So look for him to just keep driving to the rim.
Iceland Greenwood with the basketball for the Blue Jays is Drake Zimmerman. Zimmerman gives up to Jacobson. Jacobson beats to the right side. Spin move baseline against Binder. No chance to try and force up a shot. There it is. Up off the rim. No. Rebound Tonjes. Whistle and a foul on the floor. I think Tonjes is going to get to... Well, who'd they get? They're going to go on Auburn with the foul.
Brenton Wenzel. You know, we haven't talked much about Brenton on defense, but he's really battling there against the bigger Tonjes.
Half to go here in the third quarter. Backing in. Shot it off the glass. It just moved ball. The Blue Jays, and that's just great pressure being applied by the Bulldog defense. Binder's going to bring the ball up the floor against a timeout taken by Auburn. With a minute 15 to play in the third quarter, Auburn up 15, 26-11. Don't go away. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Todd, get the score. Over at the Bob Devaney Center, Johnson Brock is now up by 25 points over Plainview, 57-32. It doesn't appear that win streak for Johnson Brock is in any danger.
Looks like that's going to be a statement win for the Eagles heading to that championship if they can hold on, which... no reason to think they won't have 25 already in the third. It'll be a great matchup tomorrow in the championship.
Yeah, sure would. Love to have back-to-back championship games, but let's don't count our chickens before they're hatched here. There's a lot of basketball to play here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. A minute 15 left to go in the third quarter. Auburn currently up by 15, but that can, with the three-point basket, that can melt away pretty quickly.
This is just so Auburn at State holding Ashland Greenwood scoreless so far the first 7 minutes of the third quarter.
Maverick Binder across the timeline gets the pass to Liguori on the right elbow, right in front of our broadcast table. We're courtside here at BP. There's Binder in the paint, little jump step. Gives it back up top to Winslow. Look at Winslow maneuver with the basketball. So smooth on handling the ball, working to the right side of the lane. Oh, Winslow just got a, really took a pop there. And the official looks over, paraphrasing what the student said. The official says, you can't do that.
I think that's a little bit of frustration. Dayton Jacobs, an Ashland star player, just kind of barreled through, getting a lot of screens. Over those screens all day.
The official actually said you can't do that. There's a free throw that's up and good by Wenzel. Brenton Wenzel, he's got 4 points now this morning, and the Bulldogs have extended the lead to 16 now at 27-11 with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Brenton Wenzel, second free throw is up and it's good. Bulldogs are 4-for-4 from the free throw line here in this quarter. 5 out of 7 on the game from the charity stripe. The lead is up to 28-11 now with less than a minute to go here in the third quarter. So far, a scoreless third quarter for Ashland Greenwood, and you can't win ball game with a scoreless quarter. That's pretty hard to do. Blue Jays, Tonjes, top of the key. There we go with three. Dane Jacobson with the first points of the period. And they don't come till 24 seconds to go in the quarter. Now Auburn just needs to come down and make sure they get to the break here without giving up any more points. Across court, oh, all nearly stolen. Binder comes up with it, tried to feed it underneath. Ball tipped away. He was looking under there for Cameron Leslie. Clock is down to 10 seconds to go. Auburn will try and play for this final shot here. Activities director Jason Palmer going nuts down here in the corner. He's fired up down here cheering on his Bulldogs. All right, into the corner left side. Binder has the ball to the top of the key with 7 seconds, 6 seconds. He'll pull up for the long three that's short. Rebound, follow shot, doesn't go. There's a buzzer, and after three quarters, the Auburn Bulldogs lead it 28-14. We'll step aside for a 1 minute break. You're enjoying state tournament basketball on KTNC.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Falls City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, Auburn leading Ashland Greenwood 28-14 as we get set to move to the fourth quarter. I just got a text from my buddy John Nixon over at the Devaney Center. The Johnson Brock Eagles are now 61-36. Quoting Mr. Nixon, he says it's raining threes for Johnson Brock. All right, Blue Jays with the basketball. They find themselves down by 14. Let's see what happens. Jacobson at the top of the circle. Pulls it to the corner, feeds baseline left side in the paint, aggressively, fall away shot up and good. Nice move to the bucket by Isaac Carson. So Carson cuts the lead to 12, 7:42 to go. Pressure being applied. They're going to tie him up, a whistle and a foul is going to be called right off the bat here to start the quarter on the Blue Jays. I think they're going to tag Isaac Carson for that one. Is that right? Yeah, his third. All right. Bulldogs basketball, Wenzel in backcourt, across to the far side to Peyton Bowden, in forecourt left wing, holding it as Binder. Binder, little dribble between the legs, coming out to chase it now is Derek Tonjes. Tonjes still held scoreless here, Todd. averaging 14 points a game, and he hasn't put any in today. John just chases Binder. Binder feeds to the corner, Liguori. Auburn in no hurry here, sitting on a lead right now of 12. Boy, they're coming. Look at the pressure. Double team clear out near midcourt, and a reach-in foul is going to be called, probably on Tonjes. Yes, it is. On Tonjes, his first personal, second team foul already of the quarter.
Could be interesting to see here with 7 minutes left and a 12-point lead just how patient Auburn is. They've been known to let the air out of the basketball, just wait for shots. See how aggressive they are. Or
all right,
not.
They're going to come in and try and tie him up. Oh, we got a held ball this time. Possession arrow stays with Auburn.
Yeah, saying, Auburn will be very deliberate, but it's going to be interesting here the last 7 minutes. They look for shots.
I've seen Jim Weeks put the air out with 7 minutes to go before. Here's Binder. Bounce pass out to the corner. Bowden now goes up to Wenzel with it. Wenzel hands up to Binder. Wenzel right wing, skip pass across court to Bowden. That was kind of a dangerous one. He hands to Nixon Liguori. Look at Weeks up here directing traffic. Looks like a traffic cop, doesn't he? Okay, now they're going to try and tie Binder up, and again we're going to have a reach-in foul, so it's not going to... Or did we get a timeout call here? Yes, timeout taken on the floor with 6:38 to go in the ballgame. 28-16, Auburn up by 12. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Exciting basketball this morning here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. My name is Randy Gatula, seated alongside former Auburn Bulldog basketball player himself, Todd Gatula. Aaron Wisdom handling the duties back at the control panel at KTNC for this morning's presentation. Auburn will have the ball to play it in. Peyton Bowden gets the ball in to Maverick Binder. Binder making Zimmerman work hard on defense. Binder's hard to cover. Gives up to Wenzel. Wenzel dribbles across the court. Gets it over into the hands of Bowden. The ball is tipped away, and they're going to say Bowden touched it last. So the Blue Jays got the turnover they needed there, Todd.
They're really kind of just selling out on defense in terms of they're rushing a second defender to the ball a lot. You know, the last possession right before the timeout, they trapped Binder all the way at midcourt, so they're going to be really aggressive on defense to try to get those turnovers.
Here comes Zimmerman into the corner. Long three, right side, short off the front of the rim. Ball tipped back in and saved. Now it's loose on the floor. Everybody diving in after it. We'll have a jump ball called. Held ball, possession arrow is going to favor Ashton Greenwood. I describe this defense that they've gone to as kind of your hair is on fire man-to-man here. They've got to just pull out all the stops down as they are by 12, 6-12 to go. That's a lot of time left here with a 12-point lead. Inbound the ball. Fall away shot up off the glass. Ashton Greenwood just not having any luck getting the ball to go. Now what do we got? A whistle and a foul called again. Is this going to go against the Dogs? I think so. Wenzel.
Britton almost got a nice steal there, but just got a little bit of the arm, I think, slapping at it before he knocked it loose.
Jacobson to inbound. Tosses into Zimmerman. Into the corner, right side. Fall away, jump shot up and off. No good. They're just not able to hit. Auburn with the rebound. Coming down with it was Binder. Outlet pass comes to Wenzel across the timeline into the corner. Moving into the paint, and traveling is going to be called on Cameron Leslie. Well, that's kind of an ill-fated turnover there.
What Ashton Greenwood's doing is working. Auburn's got a couple of back-to-back turnovers, which you don't see often. They've got Auburn flustered a little bit here on offense.
All right, Zimmerman in the lane. Knocks the defender down, lays it up. Wait a minute. They're going to get him for an offensive foul. Great defense. And that negates the basket, too. That is third. That would be three on Zimmerman and the third team foul, I believe. Auburn will have the ball against full court pressure. Here's the pressure. Let's see if Binder can get the ball up the court. They're going to pick him up in backcourt. Defensively, Mose gives chase and a foul immediately on Derek Tonjes. Plunges his second personal. I think that's the fourth team foul of the quarter. Is that correct? Yes, it is. Next foul, and the Bulldogs are going to be shooting free throws here.
That might be their strategy a little bit.
Yeah, and shooting two of them in the paint. Kick it back out. Wenzel, he's double-teamed. Look, they've got him trapped under there and reaching in. Wait a minute. Timeout going to be taken by Auburn to preserve the possession. All right, we're down to 5:23 to go in the ballgame. The lead is 12, 28-16. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on your station for state tournament coverage, KTMC.
Dan's Country Meat has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, 5 minutes, 23 seconds to go in this C1 state tournament semifinal game. Your Auburn Bulldogs are up 28-16. The Bulldogs have the basketball as play is resumed. Wenzel with it. Brandon Wenzel, they're reaching in on him, mugging him a little bit. They try to give it up to Binder, and here's a foul. That's the 15th foul, and from here on out, the Bulldogs are shooting two.
I think what you're seeing here is Ashton Greenwood down 12, 5 minutes left. They're going to be super aggressive on defense. If they can get the steal, they're going to take it, no call. If they get the foul, I don't think they mind about the foul to get Auburn to the line, stop the clock, and try to get back in it that way.
Cameron Leslie at the line. He has 2 points so far this morning. This shot is on the way up, and oh, off no good. Couldn't get it to fall. Bulldogs up by 12, 28-16 here in Lincoln at the state tournament. Cameron Leslie ready for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it is short off the front of the rim. Doesn't go, and that worked out for the Blue Jays. Here they come. Tanja's down court, takes it all the way in, goes up with a weak shot that's tipped away out of bounds. Bulldogs touched it last. It's going to stay with the Blue Jays. We're nearing the five-minute mark. Boy, this, when you're up like this, this fourth quarter seems like it takes forever to play. 5:02 to go in the ballgame. 28-16, low-scoring contest. Inbound the ball. Blue Jays baseline in the corner. Tanjas. Here's a long three, right side short. And the rebound to Binder. They're all over him. Binder down court. Peyton Bowden for the breakaway. Late. That's it. Missed the layup, but he's going to be fouled, and we'll put Peyton Bowden at the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
That foul's on Dawson Keith, his fourth.
If the Bulldogs can start hitting free throws here, at the line, Peyton Bowden, ready to shoot two. The first one is up and good. Bowden now with 3 points in the ballgame. Look at the scoring here in this second half. What scoring? 3 points in the third quarter, two in the fourth so far for the Blue Jays. Second free throw is up, short off the front of the rim. Bowden got one out of two. Puts the lead back to 13 now. All the way in, Tanja's spin move up. Can't get it down. Boy, the Blue Jays have to be frustrated here, Todd. Shots that they're going to make. Okay, there's a the ball stolen right back. Dawson Tease feeds it up top to Jacobson. Into the corner, right side, Tanja's. Fall away shot, nope. Oh, he got it to fall. I think the basket's going to count, and he may have the end one here also. That one is good. The basket counts, and he'll be at the line for the end one. Who's the foul called on?
Foul's going to be on Peyton Bowden, his second.
So now the lead is down to 11, and if he can hit this free throw, it's going to be a 10-point lead, and still 4.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Bulldogs need to keep up the pressure here. Just slowly chipping away at the lead here are the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays.
Auburn hasn't even hardly shot this half. I think just two shots, if I recall, in the first 3.5 minutes.
Yeah. Tanja's free throw is up and good. He completes a 3-point play the old-fashioned way. And, Todd, we got a 10-point ball game. 29-19. 4.5 minutes to go in the contest. Bulldogs down court. Tried to let the air out of it here, and a couple of turnovers later, suddenly 6 points of that 16-point lead is evaporated.
Ashland's running the equivalent of kind of a half court, three quarter court press. As soon as Auburn gets across half court, they're bringing four defenders all the way up past the 3-point line and just making Auburn do something with it.
All right. Bob the ball in. Binder has to chase it down in backcourt where he's double teamed. Does a nice job of dribbling out of trouble. Gets it into forecourt. Baseline left side, Liguori. Liguori works out toward Wenzel. Bounce pass comes to Wenzel. Wenzel on the right wing. Binder, skip pass across court to the other side. Underneath, looking in for Bowden. Can't get there. And again, they come out. A whistle and a foul. This time, Nixon Liguori is the victim, and he'll be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. Jacobson's going to get called for that one. At the free throw line, Nixon Liguori. He has 6 points so far in the ballgame. He averages 13 per game on the season. Liguori here shooting two shots. Free throw is up and good. He got that one. Inside of 4 minutes to go now in the ballgame. 3:57 to play in the fourth quarter. The lead is back to 11 at 30-19. Let's see if Liguori can open it back up to an even dozen lead here. Shot is up and good. He hit them both. Big free throws. They needed to make some. They had missed a few here late in the late going. So now it's back to 31-19. Auburn with a 12-point lead. 3:51 on the clock. Clock is running. Jacobson feeds into the corner, in the paint. The ball was loose for a minute. No shot there for Zimmerman. Has to bring it back up top. Right side, Tease tries to move in. Driving lay-in up. Got it. And he's going to be fouled. Another chance for a and-one here. Dawson Tease, Todd, that is his first field goal of the basketball game. And now he'll be going to the line for the and-one. Clock is, the score is down to 10 now, 31-21 with 3:38 to go in the ballgame. Tell you what, these Blue Jays aren't going to go away. They're battling right down to the end here. Dawson Cheese free throw is up. He got it. Another 3-point play. Now it's back-to-back 3-point plays here on fouls and and-ones for the Blue Jays, and the lead is down to 9. It's a single-digit lead. In backcourt is Binder. They're going to run out of time here shortly. They get it across the timeline to Bowden. Bowden finds Binder with it to the right side, Liguori. Liguori is trapped. He's going to take a timeout to preserve the possession. Timeout on the floor with 3:21 to go in the ballgame. Auburn up by 9, 31-22. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Hey, welcome you back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena. Todd, I'm just looking at the score sheet here. Auburn has not scored from the field in this entire fourth quarter. Only 3 points on 3 of 6 free throw shooting. Meanwhile, Iceland Greenwood have 3 deuces and 2 out of 2 from the line. And what was a 28-14 third quarter lead has melted down to a 9-point lead now at 31-22. And there's still 3:21 to go in this one.
Yeah, Ashton's made Auburn a little uncomfortable on offense. They've really kind of played with reckless demand and not to lose, so they can gamble a lot, get the hands in passing lane, swat at balls. And if they got some loose balls, a couple 3-point plays, and
all right,
we got a ball game.
Bulldogs basketball. Inbounding the ball, Peyton Bowden. Bowden inbounds it to Cameron Wesley. He's thrown to the floor. Now I'm glad to see that sportsmanship. Quickly over here was Dane Jacobson to help him back to his feet. Bulldogs just need to make free throws now. That's what it comes down to.
I mean, Ashton's not really trying to foul, but they're being so aggressive on defense that if they do get a foul, they're just fine with that. It's their way of getting Auburn to the line and stopping the clock.
Leslie at the line shooting 2. He missed that one. He's now 0-for-3 from the free throw line this morning. At the top of the hour, this is KTNC, AM 1230, FM 107.1 in Fall City, Nebraska. Second shot for Cameron Leslie is up. It's good. He got that one to fall. Every point critical here. Back to a 10-point double-digit lead. That always feels better when you're up by 10. In the forecourt comes Tonjes. Tonjes knocks a defender down. Shot is up and good. Sanchez coming alive here. He hadn't scored until this fourth quarter. Full court pressure being applied. Bulldogs, here's another collision. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Derek Sanchez. His third will walk down and shoot two more here.
A little bit of foul trouble here with Ashton. With 3 minutes left, you know, they've got two of their guys with Tease and Zimmerman with four fouls. And when they're trying to foul and be aggressive here.
Wenzel's free throw is up and good. He's now hit 3 out of 3 this morning from the free throw line. He's got 6 points in the ball game, which the lead back to 9. He could get it to a double digit if he hits this one, and he does. Got it to roll. Bren Wenzel, 4 for 4 from the line, has 7 points. Down court pass to the corner to Tease. Tease feeds it up. Jacobson. Jacobson tries to drive the baseline. Layup off, no good. Tries for tip and foul. Shot is good. And a whistle. And a foul. And one coming up for Drake Zimmerman. Zimmerman got the bucket, drew the foul. He's got the and one coming. Ty, this is 3 times they've had an and one shot on a foul on a made basket here late in the ball game, and suddenly the lead is down to 8 with a chance to take it to 7 here if Zimmerman can hit this free throw. 10th time for basketball for the Bulldog fans right now. Still 2:53 to go. Great Zimmerman at the line for the end one. The shot is up. It's good. Go ahead.
And it's going right. It's going right. He banked that in from about a foot above the top of the...
All right, it's a 7-point lead now for Auburn. They led by 16. They're up by 7. We still have 2:52 to go. Long downcourt pass, taking it all the way to the hoop. Underneath, shot is up. Leslie, whistle, foul. And we'll put Cameron Leslie right back at the line where he is 1 out of 4 from the line here in the fourth quarter. He'll be shooting 2 shots. It's going to come down to either made or missed free throws is going to be the difference here. Cameron Leslie at the line to shoot 2. The shot is up and it's good. He hit that one. Now he's made 2 in a row after missing his first 3. That puts the lead back to 8 once again. 35-27. The clock has 2:45 left to play in this one. Johnson Brock got the win, 72-36. They blew Plainview out. Second shot is up and good also. Cameron Leslie. Congratulations, Johnson Brock Eagles. Now let's see if we can get the Bulldogs pulled through here for Nemaha County. Down court for the Blue Jays with the ball. Jacobson, long 3 from the corner. Right side is good. Hitting the 3, Landon Mose, his first basket of the morning. His first basket, got it down. It's a 6-point ball game, 36-30. Here come the Bulldogs. They've led throughout the contest. They're still up by 6, but there's 2:20 left to go. Pressure being applied by the Blue Jays. Binder getting beat on over here. My goodness, now finally, oh, a jump ball is going to be called. Wait a minute, we got a foul coming from this side. One of them signaled a jump ball, but we had a foul called here on the near side. They were really beating up on Nixon Liguori over there. Liguori is 2 for 2 from the line here in the fourth quarter, has 8 points. If he can make a pair here, it'd put him in double figures. Shot is up and good. The lead is back to 7, 37-30. 2 minutes, 12 seconds to go in the ballgame. Nixon Liguori ready for the second of 2. Shot is up. It's good. He hit them both. Those free throws are so big. All right, here comes Ison Greenwood. Down by 8 now with 2:09 to go. Working to the left side. They kick it to the baseline. Big contact, no whistle. Thinking about the shot from mid-range. Not taken. Ball is loose on the floor. Timeout taken. Ison Greenwood to save the possession. 1:58 left to go in this one, folks. It's 38-30. Auburn is up by 8. We'll be right back with more basketball on KTNC.
This February, F&M Bank is looking to share the love by bringing you exceptional service and financial opportunities. Need a loan? We've got you covered. Looking for smart saving options? F&M Bank has tailored solutions just for you. Plus, our friendly, locally known team is always ready to assist you with a smile. Whether it's personal banking, loans, or financial advice, F&M Bank is here to make your financial journey a breeze. Visit us today and experience a bank with a heart. Because at F&M Bank, it's not just about money. It's about you. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln, the site of an exciting basketball game. My name is Randy Gatula, describing your play-by-play. Todd Gatula alongside, and our thanks to Aaron Wisdom back at the KTNC studios. Be sure to stay with us for our post-game show this morning. We'll have a wrap-up. There's a long three that's off the glass. Missed everything out of bounds. Auburn will get the basketball back. Minder went to the floor kind of hard, but very quickly, Drake Zimmerman was over there to help him back to his feet. Sometimes things get a little chippy here at the end, but so far, I've seen some pretty good examples of sportsmanship here. 38-30, Auburn up by 8. Under 2 minutes to go now, 1:52 on the game clock. Inbounding the ball, Cameron Leslie. Or check that, Peyton Bowden. He's on the baseline under the Iceland Greenwood basket. Struggling to get it in. There lobs the ball in, nearly stolen. Oh, what a great job there. Binder getting the ball down court. All the way in, trying to go up with a shot, a whistle, and a foul. And we're going to have Peyton Bowden back at the line for the Bulldogs. It's going to turn into a free throw shooting contest here.
Yes, sure is. Nice aggressive move by Bowden that time to go to the rim after they broke that press.
Peyton Bowden just 3 points this morning, but man, he's been working hard under the board. He's one out of two from the line. Somebody foul out of there? Don't think so. Bowden at the line to shoot two. His team is up by 8. Let's see if he can hit him. The 6'2 senior. Shot is up and good. He got it. Bowden averages 7.1 points per ball game. He's got 4 this morning. I guess it's afternoon now. Bowden's second free throw is up. It's good also. Those were a couple of big ones there. But suddenly you look up and it's a 10-point lead again. The lead is 10 with a minute 45 to go in the ball game. Tonjes on the right side lost the handle on it. Now the ball is loose on the floor. Mad dive. Everybody after the ball. And a jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow favors the Bulldogs. Dawson Tease is insisting that he had called a timeout to save the possession. The official said no. He called a held ball, and he's going to give the ball to the Bulldogs. The clock is down to a minute 37 to go. Again, repeating the score from the Devaney Center. The Johnson-Brock Eagles completely blew Plainview out in the second half, winning 72-36. Johnson-Brock will be in the championship against Ainsworth tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Right here, and you'll hear it on Sunny 101.3. All right, with the ball is Binder into the corner. Long down court pass in front of our table. They get it down to Leslie. Dribbling between defenders is Ligori. Back up to Binder. They don't like to foul Binder. They sure come out and chase him, though. Now Wenzel in traffic. Wenzel takes it inside. Looks back to the top of the key. Oh, they're doing this masterfully here. Handling the ball, running clock. Now Liguori's in trouble, double-teamed, and they always find an open man under the basket. Layup off the glass, doesn't go, rebound, follow shot, put back, it won't go. 2 point blank shots, another shot is up, it won't go, and finally a foul. And Auburn had 3 opportunities under the bucket to get it down, couldn't get it to get there. And at the line, who we got? Is it Leslie? Believe so. Hey, guess what? The clock's down under a minute. 58 seconds to play, Auburn up by 10. At the line, Cameron Leslie shooting 2 shots. Free throw on the way up, short, hits the front of the rim. But the clock is under a minute now. 58 seconds to play in the ballgame. Bulldogs up by double digits with a 10-point lead. Cameron Leslie will try and make it 11 if he can hit this one. Leslie looks to the basket. The junior takes aim. The shot is up. It is short. Off the front of the rim and the rebound of the Blue Jays. Boy, they're taking their time getting the ball down the court. Down court pass to Cheese. In the paint, trying to drive for the layup. Shot is up and good. Drake Zimmerman on the lay in, and the lead is cut back to 8 now. Binder picks up the dribble across to Bowden. Bowden into forecourt, right side to Leslie. He's double teamed, got rid of it. Back up top to Binder. He steps through the defenders. Whistle on a foul, and Maverick Binder is going to be at the line. Clock is down to 33 seconds to go. The lead is down to 8, but the clock is down to 33. Somebody just fouled out of the ballgame. Leaving the contest with his 5th foul is Drake Zimmerman, 6-foot senior. Possibly his last appearance in a Blue Jay uniform here at the state tournament. At the free throw line, Binder. He's 1 out of 3 from the line this morning. This one is up and off, no good. Check that, he's 3 out of 6 right now. Made 2 in a row here a little bit ago. He'll have a second shot coming here for Maverick Binder. looks to the bucket. Free throw is up. It's good. He hits that one. Puts the lead back to 9 now with just 33 seconds to go. Dane Jacobson feeds to the right side. Here's a long three that doesn't go. Ball saved from going out of bounds and chased down. But it was out of bounds, and it'll be Auburn's basketball. You can start to feel pretty good about it here now, Auburn fans. Stay tuned for that post-game wrap-up show. You won't want to miss it. We'll share a lot of good numbers with you from this one and talk about the what's coming up tomorrow. Wenzel in backcourt gets it down, finds Liguori. Liguori lobs underneath. Oh, here we are. Holloway shot up and good. Great move to the bucket. Peyton Bowden a little off balance on that one, but he got her down. 43-32. Time runs out. There's the ball game. The Auburn Bulldogs with the win, 43-32, an 11-point hard-fought victory for Coach Jim and Jackson Weeks and the Auburn Bulldogs as they get the semifinal win over Ashland Greenwood, the team that beat them the last 2 years in the championship. With the win, the Auburn Bulldogs advance to the championship game. They will face the Wahoo Warriors 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, right after the Johnson-Brock 9 o'clock ball game. We'll have both of those games, championship basketball, live for you over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. Don't go away. We'll step aside for 2 minutes and be back with the postgame show after this 2-minute break on KTNC.
Marmon City Supply. Family-owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trust and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Falls City.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the scene here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, a little bit serene right now as the folks are quietly filing out after an exciting basketball game this morning. It's time now for our postgame show.
Today's postgame show is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Now with a look at today's final statistics, here's Randy.
All right. An interesting stat that jumps out at me right off the bat here, Todd, is the fact that Ashland Greenwood had no players that reached double figures offensively in the ballgame. They were led by Drake Zimmerman with 9 in the contest. Dane Jacobson finished with 7. 5 points for Derek Tonges, 4 for Dawson Tees. Adding 3 was Landon Mose, 2 for Kel Kissinger, and 2 for Isaac Carson, for their total of 32. From the free throw line, this is a telling stat here. In the first half, Ashland Greenwood hit 3 out of 4. Second half, they hit 3 out of 3, ended up making 6 out of 7 attempts from the charity stripe. We'll contrast that with Auburn's numbers here in a moment. 32 points on the board for the Blue Jays. Now, for the Auburn Bulldogs, Two players in double figures. Mav Binder led the way. He finished with 14 points. Nixon Liguori in double figures added 10. Brenton Wenzel was 7. Peyton Bowden had 7. And Cameron Leslie chipped in 5 for the Bulldogs total of 43. From the free throw line, well, the first half, Auburn made 1 of 3. Second half, when the fouls came, they stepped up to the line and hit 17 out of 24 free throw lines, finishing 18 of 27 from the line for the ball game, contrasted by 6 out of 7 for Ashland Greenwood. Auburn with 43 points on the board, they get the win. The score by quarters. Bulldogs led after one period, 12-6. At halftime, they were up by 5, 16-11. And that's when Maverick Binder went on an 11-0 run with Ashland Greenwood not able to score there in that third quarter. Binder opened it up quickly with that big run of his, and suddenly after three quarters it was 28-14. Auburn had doubled up the score on the Blue Jays. But those Blue Jays don't go away. They battle back to within 6 late in the ball game before finally falling by the final score of 43-32.
This postgame scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City, where you're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha ArmConnect. Farm Bureau Financial Services, it's your future, let's protect it.
So the Bulldogs get the win, Johnson Brock gets a win. Where does that take us next? Well, we go to Championship Saturday, and we'll have coverage on Sunday 101.3 of both the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Auburn Bulldogs. Here's what's on tap. At 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, pregame show at 8:45. It'll be Johnson Brock facing Ainsworth. Ainsworth escaped over Guardian Angel 54-53 in their semifinal game. And as we told you, Johnson Brock completely blew Plainview out of it in the second half, getting the win 72-36. So your matchup for the D1 state championship will feature Ainsworth and Johnson Brock, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, 8:45 pregame over on Sunny 101.3. Following that, the Auburn Bulldogs playing for the C1 championship. They'll take on the Wahoo Warriors. That's scheduled for an 11 o'clock tip-off. Wahoo got a big win over Omaha Concordia, 49-36. And as you know, Auburn with the win, 43-32 here over Ashland Greenwood. So we're going to finish up our season of high school basketball coverage on Sunny 101.3, and we're going to finish it up in style, Todd. What better way than to have two Nemaha County teams playing for state championships and have them playing back-to-back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena? We can sit down, get a cup of coffee, get comfortable, and enjoy some basketball tomorrow morning. As always, we encourage you to turn out and support your favorite team in person. But if you absolutely, positively cannot get to Lincoln, well, then we'd love to have you join us on Sunny 101.3 for our coverage of those two championship games coming up tomorrow morning. Well, Todd Gatula, your final thoughts here as a Bulldog alum, played ball down there. Your thoughts on how the Bulldogs played this one off here this morning?
Yeah, just a workmanlike performance, as you're used to seeing from Auburn at State. A lot of veterans, a lot of experience here in both teams, and got over that hump and put Ashland Greenwood away after getting beat the last 2 years in state championships. Auburn back in another state championship. It's kind of become an old habit here, and got a great one tomorrow with Wahoo. Wahoo's only got 5 losses, all in the state tournament teams. Coincidentally, 3 of Wahoo's 5 losses, Ashland Greenwood, who Auburn just beat. So a great matchup, but one a lot of people are already talking about coming into tomorrow's championship games. C1's always on everybody's radar, and it should be another fun one between Auburn and Wahoo.
I look across the way here. Kevin Suits from Channel 1011 here in Lincoln has Maverick Binder out here visiting with him, and Maverick's certainly deserving the recognition and the FaceTime he's getting there on camera. You look at individual performances and how they can affect the outcome of a ball game. At halftime, 16-11, this was anybody's contest. Maverick Binder comes out, and he just reels off 10 or 11 quick points, and Ashton Greenwood, before they knew what hit them, were down by 16. And really, Auburn never really looked back after that.
Yeah, Matt's been here a lot of years since a freshman. He's been on this court playing, and the big lights and the big stage don't deter him at all. And he really took over the game, and that was really the difference. To come out big like he did and give Auburn that big cushion, and then they could kind of fall back and do what they do to just maintain that lead.
That's when the frustration started to show on the face of Derek Tanja's Dane Jacobson when they gave up that little spurt of 10 points. And, you know, they think we're in this game with Auburn, we're doing well, and all of a sudden you look up and you're down by 10, down by 16, and that pretty much wrapped it up. Well, again, we invite you to be with us tomorrow morning for state championship basketball, Johnson, Brock, and Ainsworth at 9 o'clock, Auburn and Wahoo at 11 o'clock. So that's just about going to wrap it up for this morning's coverage of state tournament basketball. For Aaron Wisdom, our producer engineer, and for my color man this morning, Todd Gatula. Todd, thank you. I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score, the Auburn Bulldogs 43, Ashland Greenwood 32. Have a good day, Southeast Nebraska. You've been enjoying state tournament basketball on KTNC.